two gems were filled Tuesday at the Purdue College of Agriculture Career Fair held on campus. They were filled with employers and prospective employees, students at Purdue. Many students were seeking internships, while others were looking for their career after graduation.
I ended up walking around trying to figure out what I wanted to do in life, like most of the students here.
Amy Osborne, VP Commercial and Ag Lender at First Farmers Bank and Trust, recalls her time at the Purdue Ag Career Fair as a student. She was waiting in line to visit another company she was familiar with.
Turns out that I was standing right next to the First Farmers Bank and Trust booth. And at the time, the gentleman there, his name was Craig Langley. He was a great guy, lender here, and shook my hand. We started talking, and he said, "Well, are you interested in banking?" And like a naive student that I was, said no.
But obviously, we know how this story ends.
Amazingly, he saw right through the no and saw a interest in both people and numbers, and that's how we started to have that conversation. We ended up interviewing, and obviously, I'm here with First Farmers still to this day. So almost 10 years later, I'm with First Farmers, and looking back, that was an awesome experience that I had at the career fair.
Osborne says the career fair is a time for students to figure out what internship or career they might want.
But also to find things that might not work for them, too. So having those conversations, even if somebody like me comes up and says no, it's still being able to have the conversation of getting to know people, because although I may not be able to work with them as a coworker, I might be working with them in other roles and other capacities. You know, maybe that's a client in the future, or maybe that's another person in a law firm or other institution, maybe a CPA, right, that I could work with in the future. So it's a great networking opportunity for both the students and people like myself as employers.
According to Purdue, of the 544 College of Ag graduates in May of last year, 91% of those are employed or continuing their education, 62% are employed right here in the state.